Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. This is your host, Jim Masters. A real pleasure to welcome to our program, welcoming back Erin Newman of Spirits Wisdom Healing. This is part one of an exclusive two-part series. Erin is co-founder of Spirits Wisdom Healing in Memphis, Tennessee. And she's serving her life's purpose by helping her clients worldwide learn how to live their best lives. Erin and her business partner work together in each session, only requesting the client's name, location, and age, unless embarking on life coaching, which involves, of course, a brief questionnaire. Spirits Wisdom Healing offers five basic services: remote spirit release, intuitive personal coaching, a private sitting of connections with spirit, mini energy clearings, and distance Reiki. And the course that they have put together, Fundamentals of Spiritual Practice, currently sold out. However, the classes, of course, are going to reopen in late April, early May. So keep abreast of that. You can go to the website, and here it is, spiritswisdomhealing.com. That's spiritswisdomhealing.com. If you want to know more about classes and courses and things of that nature, so you don't miss out on anything, because things do book up quickly, because a lot of people are searching for their purpose and answers, especially with so much that's going on in our world coming at us. And Erin and I were just talking about that off air. And sometimes you need some guidance and you need some togetherness. Spirits Wisdom Healing is really founded on traditional Western medicine. Not only has Erin worked with seniors and adults for almost two decades as a practicing optometrist and professor of ocular disease, Diddy is trained, and is her partner, as a clinical psychologist who worked with special needs children and adults in crisis. And with Aditi's education and experience, together they bring both spiritual and concrete perspectives to each session. The greatest achievement, they say, is when they're able to help a client successfully shift and let go. Spirits Wisdom Healing is accredited by the International Practitioners of Holistic Medicine. Very excited to welcome Erin back. We had such a fascinating conversation last time. Wanted to welcome Erin back to dig in deeper, find out more about the why and how they can help you find your why and your purpose as well. Coming to us from the great city of Memphis, Tennessee, USA, Erin Newman joins us from Spirits Wisdom Healing. Erin, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us today. And on an eclipse, the day of the eclipse.
Right. It's a big energy day today, Jim. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm just delighted to have the opportunity to be in conversation with you, not only one more time, but another time. So all things best in threes. So I'm just very pleased to be here today.
Yo, it's so great to have you here. Do you feel a certain energy yourself? People probably saying, energy, what does she mean by energy? Are you feeling anything with this solar eclipse that's in progress right now? Are you feeling certain vibrations or energies that are happening? Any positivity?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. It's bringing up a lot of emotion for me, because the comet Chiron is going to be conjunct with the moon this afternoon, and Chiron highlights what we need to heal the most emotionally, spiritually. So it's a very emotional eclipse because of that conjunction with Chiron. So, yeah, I'm feeling it today for sure.
You're feeling it. Well, this show is going to eclipse all others. The next 30
Let's
minutes
do
of
it.
Our conversation together. That's it, right?
Yes.
It's great, again, to have you here. And we're going to take a deep dive into the services that you guys offer. So We want to invest a lot of time in explaining each of the services. And as a reminder for anybody who might have heard the previous broadcasts or if they are listening for the very first time, this would be fresh information. Tell us about your relationship with Aditi, your partner, and how Spirit Wisdom Healing began. Why did you want to create this now, and what is it that you desire to offer to your clients and some of those healing services?
Aditi and I met in the spring of 2020 in a mediumship development class. It's a fairly large class, people from all over the world, but there was just something about her, the way we perceived information, the way we delivered information. We just really meshed very quickly. We went on to become certified as spirit release practitioners, and we worked together pro bono while we were getting that certification. And it just became very clear very quickly that we could work together in a very proficient and holistic way. So we started Spirit's Wisdom Healing in April of 2021. So we're 3 years in, and everything just really flows well for us. It can be a challenge because we are in different time zones. But overall, the work that we do and the way we deliver it, we just really mesh together quite well.
That's terrific. It's just, yeah, everything sort of lined up. And then as far as the healing services that are offered, I know that your passion is the remote spirit release.
Yes.
Tell us about that. What is remote spirit release?
So remote spirit release is an alternative holistic healing modality. It was created by the late Terrence Palmer, who was a clinical psychologist. It is a very strict protocol that we follow when we do a remote spirit release. There are 12 inquiries that are made, and for sake of time, I'm not going to go through all 12, but if you get on our website and select the remote spirit release service, you can read every inquiry that's going to be made. So you'll know exactly what's going to be asked in the process. But essentially the aim of remote spirit release is to go through those 12 inquiries, look at your energetic body, your spiritual body, your mental body, your physical body, and we're going to remove whatever is there that does not need to be there, and we're going to highlight all the good. So that's what spirit release is. I'd like to discuss the mechanics behind it, too, because that's where it gets really interesting. So it is a remote service. The client is not required to be in attendance. Aditi and I work together as a team. You have one person who is the facilitator on the team. Their job is to go through the 12 inquiries, ground the session, and the other person on the team works as the medium. The medium connects with the spirit guides, and if you don't know what a spirit guide is in spirit, and I'd like to think of them as tenured professors. They're really good at what they do. They've been around for a long time. So the medium on the team channels the information from the spirit guide. And the facilitator records the session. We create an audio file for the client, and that is what is sent to the client, along with guidance and aftercare guidance as well. So remote spirit release, the work is done. We just channel the information from the spirit guide, and that's what makes it so beautiful. It just comes through us, through the guide. So that's what remote spirit release is.
Wow, that's fascinating. It sounds incredible. And, of course, you do intuitive personal coaching. Define what that is and how that works for your clients.
So we offer the intuitive personal coaching. We can do one session, three sessions, five sessions. That's what's offered on the website. But we can tailor it any way the client would want. The first thing that we like to do with the intuitive coaching is we send the client a questionnaire. We want to know what it is that you want to focus on, what you want to achieve and accomplish in your sessions. And we also want to know about your spiritual journey, your spiritual practices, if you have any, if you have psychic gifts, and if you do have them, if you're aware of how you work with them. We want to know if you have a working connection with your spirit guides. And we ask a little bit about your mental health history as well. So we get the questionnaire first so we know exactly what it is you want to accomplish. Then we take it from there. Aditi and I will usually have a meeting prior to the session just to kind of talk about how we want to tailor the session, because we do not cookie cutter anything. Everything is tailored specifically for the client, what the client wants to achieve. We're very flexible with timing. You know, our clients are international, so, you know, if we have to do it late at night or early in the morning, whatever's best and easiest for the client, that's when we're going to meet. We meet on Zoom. Aditi and I are together, and the sessions usually last around an hour. Sometimes they run over a little, just depending on what's going on in the session. And we do typically use tarot cards while we're in session. We'll use oracle cards while we're in session. We invite our guides in, of course, to offer guidance. And that's the way the intuitive coaching works.
That sounds really terrific. You also have private sittings for connection with spirit. What's that all about, Erin?
So our sittings, basically, let's talk about the first law of thermodynamics. Energy can neither be created or destroyed. It just changes form. So as an evidential medium, we want to prove that life after death exists. When you pass, your energy just changes form. You're still very much around, still very much able to communicate with those of us who are still on the earth plane. So when we connect with spirit in a sitting, we are on Zoom again with the client, and this can be done in person as well, or it can be done over the phone. We, as evidential mediums, connect with those in spirit for the client to give evidence of survival. So we always advise our clients, it's kind of like a party. We're going to have a party with spirit. You can invite whomever you want to come. That doesn't mean they have to come to the party, just like on the earth plane. If you get invited to a party, you can go or not. So we can't guarantee we're going to get your dad in spirit or we're going to get your grandfather in spirit. You send the invitations out, but the spirits that come to communicate are the ones that are going to deliver the messages that you need. You get what you need, not always what you want. So that's what the private sittings are. They usually last, again, 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how many spirits show up to communicate with the sitter, but we do, we can, pets come through sometimes as well. You just don't know who's going to come through, but the job of the medium is to provide evidence of survival. So we need to give you information that only you would know, physical description, memories, things that are going on in the sitter's life right now. The whole job is to provide evidence of survival. So that's what the private sittings for connection with spirit is.
Wow. I love the way you take time to really sort of dissect it and open it up and express it in a way where we fully understand and grasp the benefits of these various services that are, again, with the mindset of healing, the goal of healing overall, even things like mini energy clearings. What is that like? It sounds like just clearing out the fog, clearing, looking for the clarity. Sort of the phrase people use for everything now is we have to unpack this. It sounds like it's a very liberating thing to go through a mini energy clearing.
So Aditi and I love the mini clearings because they're super quick, super effective. They're great for spiritual tune-up, per se. So the mini energy clearing is actually the first four inquiries of the remote spirit release. So it's the first four steps. And it's just a quick way to tune up your energetic field. We have a lot of clients who get a remote spirit release once a year, once every 6 months, depending on their spiritual practice. And a lot of them like to get the mini clearing once a month or once every 2 months. It's just a great way to keep everything flowing. We do go through the energetic body. We do go through the chakra system. And it's very quick, very efficient, and it's less expensive than the full remote spirit release. So it's just a great way to tune up your energetic field in a timely way.
Yeah, and clear things out. And, of course, Reiki, which is they have found has such credible benefits. Tell us about Reiki for those who may only know the fringes of it or they don't know really anything about it.
You know, it's really nice, Jim, that Reiki has almost become a mainstream word in our society these days. I think I heard about Reiki before I even knew that I was a medium. But Reiki is, by definition, it's universal life force energy. Some people call it chi, but Reiki is also an alternative healing modality. You can put your hands on the client. You don't have to put your hands on the client. It can be done remotely as well. But what Reiki is, it's energy that as the Reiki practitioner, you have been attuned to channel the energy. There are three levels of attunement, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, Reiki 3. When you are Reiki 3 attuned, you can also teach Reiki to other people. Aditi and I are both Reiki masters, so we are attuned to the third level. And what we do as Reiki, it's very similar to remote spirit release. We're just the channel. You channel the Reiki energy through your body to heal the client. And what's brilliant about Reiki is the energy is intelligent. It knows exactly where to go. It knows exactly what to do. So you, as the Reiki practitioner, are channeling the energy to the client. And it's so interesting. I have some Reiki clients locally, and when I work with them, it's you just as the medium know where to put your hands, how long to hold your hands there. It's very intelligent energy, and it is very efficient for healing a variety of mental ailments, physical ailments. Lots of people respond very well to Reiki. And again, of course, with all things spiritual, all things holistic, you have to be open to it. You have to be willing to let it do what it does. But Reiki is a very, very effective alternative healing modality.
Very important, really. It is. And again, you're on the front lines of it all, which I think is fantastic. You even do tarot readings, and I've had that done, and pretty extraordinary what is revealed before your eyes. Tell us about tarot readings for those who might be interested in that.
So tarot is a divination tool. It's a deck of cards, basically. Tarot is, Aditi and I always say, the cards never lie. There are, I think, 92 cards in the deck. I can't remember off the top of my head. But you ask questions. We don't like to ask about health. We don't like to ask about death. And we don't like to ask about divorce. Like, those are the things you don't ask about. But you lay out the cards. There's different ways you can lay out the cards. And you read the cards. You've learned how to read the cards. The cards have lots of illustrations, lots of innuendo, there's lots to be read in each of the cards. And there is a channeling element to it where you just kind of let the information flow and you read the cards for the client. You can do a variety of different spreads or laying out the cards in different ways depending on the questions that are asked. But 9.999 times out of 10, it's shocking what comes through because it's just so evident within the cards that the questions are being answered in the way that they need to be answered. So that's what tarot cards are. And we oftentimes, pretty much all the time, use them when we're intuitive coaching. If a question pops up during the session, we'll grab our deck and shuffle the cards and maybe do a 3-card spread or a 6-card spread just to answer the question in the moment. So tarot cards are a great way to get information from spirit very quickly in an illustrated manner that the client can look at and see. And it's interesting, too, because even if you have a client that's unfamiliar with tarot, you can show them the cards that you pulled, and they can glean information. They may see things in the cards that you didn't see. So it's just a great tool to have in the tool belt.
It really sounds like it is. And, of course, also designed on the fundamentals of spiritual practice. I mentioned that was currently full, but and I'm sure more will happen. But tell us about that. I can see why people want to be a part of that.
This is a great course, and I'm going to briefly mention it, but I want to really dive into it next week, if that's okay with you, Jim, because
yeah.
There are several things I'd like to say about it. But basically, our course, it's for those people who are at the beginning of their spiritual awakening journey, and they are trying to get some concrete information about how to start a safe, healthy spiritual practice. So we start at the ground level, teaching you about meditation, teaching you about your energetic body, teaching you about all of the things that ground a foundation with a strong, healthy spiritual practice. Because when you become spiritually awakened and you want to develop that, there's so much out there on the internet, on YouTube. I mean, you can get overwhelmed with information. So we have really tried to narrow it down, make it user-friendly, make it make sense, and also make it doable, so it's not overwhelming for the person that's going through the process. So that's what our course is all about. And again, next week I will dive in and we can dissect it a little bit more. But we've had such great feedback from our students. We've had such great feedback because we really have tried very hard to simplify it.
Which is great. Something else, too, that I think is really important, and we've been talking about some of these things as we break out all these different services. The differences between your approach and maybe Aditi's approach during things like remote spirit release and the intuitive personal coaching, the different uniquenesses of the approaches that you both offer.
With the remote spirit release, of course, we follow the protocol to a T. There's no deviation from the protocol. The 12 inquiries are the inquiries. However, I have my spirit guides, and Aditi has her spirit guides. So whoever is working as the medium during the session, that session is going to be a little bit different because our guides are different. It's just like working with different people. So the information may come through in a little bit of a different way. It may be delivered in a little bit of a different way because Aditi works with her spirit guides and I work with mine. So that's the only thing that would be different in the remote spirit release. Who's the medium? That's going to make the difference. But the protocol is the same. The questions that are asked are the same. As far as intuitive personal coaching, I think, you know, Aditi and I are two different people, and we come from very different backgrounds. We are, we're just very different people, but we're very similar in some ways too. But I think with the intuitive coaching, she will be more clinical because she's a clinical psychologist. She dissects information a little bit differently than I do. I'm more of a, she'll ask more questions. I'm more of a listener. It takes me time to kind of dissect and think about what people are saying, and I like to think before I speak. She's a little bit more, I don't want to say outgoing,
direct.
But she, that's her niche. Yeah, she's more direct. That's a great word, Jim. She's more direct,
mm-hmm.
and she's been in counseling for years, so she's honestly just better at it. You know, she's more comfortable with it. I kind of take a back seat sometimes, but I'm learning as we go. I usually am the one that pulls the tarot cards, so that's kind of the balance there. But yeah, it always at the end of every session, it's like, wow, we did it. Like we just work so well together.
Which is a beautiful thing. You complement each other. This is things that, you know, when you have different offerings, but the mission is the same or different approaches, I think it's really incredible, right?
Right. And you know what I really think, Jim, at the end of the day, it's all about intention. What is your intention? If your intention is to do good and to help and to provide healing and hope for humanity and your clients, you can't go wrong. It's intention.
Right.
Exactly. I firmly believe that.
Yeah. And if it's positive intention, even better, right, on so many different levels.
Right.
It's obvious you love this work. You've been doing it for quite some time, and you know, you balance the different expertise that you have. As I mentioned, even a practicing optometrist, professor of ocular disease, and a DD trained as a clinical psychologist working with special needs children and adults in crisis. I think those unique understandings of the human condition, of health and wellness and balance in life, I think make you both individually and collectively so perfectly suited for this healing journey that you're on in helping others find their purpose and their healing journey as well. You're able to pull from some of that expertise and background that you have and that she has and sort of blend it together in a uniform way, all with the goal of helping people, again, find the purpose, heal, happiness, fulfillment, joy in their lives, success. It all comes together that way, right?
Correct. I agree. And when you think about it, Jim, I don't believe in coincidences. I think everything happens for a reason. And I believe firmly that Aditi and I were meant to find one another to do this work, because the way it came about, the way we met, there's no coincidence in that.
Right.
For us to be able to do what we do. Yeah. And work the way we work when we live literally halfway around the world from one another. It's really quite humbling.
Astonishing. Yeah. And humbling. It's almost like soulmates in a way, which
right.
is a fascinating thing when that happens, where, you know, you could probably finish each other's sentences. There's an understanding. You have your uniquenesses, but there's a understanding about it that is really something very, very special, and I think it's quite terrific. So we're going to explore more, too, next week, and I look forward to that. Today is, of course, the solar eclipse. Next week is tax day. So we're putting these monumental days. Both involve release. The first
yes.
one is release of the sun's energy, and the next one is going to be release of a few dollars and cents. But it all comes together. There's a reason for it all. And you got to
really?
Laugh, right? You do have to. You got to laugh.
Yes.
Life can be crazy. You got to have a sense of humor about it all.
Absolutely.
It sort of lightens the load and sort of breaks the ice and melts the armor. SpiritsWisdomHealing.com is the website. A very special guest continuing the conversation next week at the same time, so join us for that. Erin Newman, our Spirits Wisdom Healing, joining us. Erin, thanks for joining us once again for the deep dive, really breaking out those services as we did, and we'll do some more next week. Looking forward to that. Thanks for joining us once again. Hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
It was great, Jim. I'll see you next week.
All right, same bat channel. We will be here. You be well, Aaron. Aaron Newman of Spirits Wisdom Healing. Again, the website, spiritswisdomhealing.com. This is Jim Masters, your host, thanking you for your time this time till next time. And stay right there. Another great episode of Close Up Radio Live comes up in just a moment. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Enjoy the solar eclipse, but don't look up at the sky unless you have those glasses. And we'll see you again soon on the next one. Have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.